Sometimes scripture overwhelms me. And it overwhelms me not because of its demands, but the context in which we must live scripture. You see, Christianity would be very easy if there were just no people. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says to us, I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so should you love one another. And this is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. In these very contentious times, Jesus's new commandment sometimes seems unrealistic. We had yet another mass shooting since I preached this homily in the evening yesterday. And what do we make of Jesus's new commandment? I spent some time reflecting on Jesus's love commandment, and I realized that I could either let myself be overwhelmed or refuse to let discouragement and despair make the gospel demand superfluous. I'm a disciple, and I have to make a choice. So my 3 points really is the fruit of my reflection of the implication of this gospel for me, and I'm going to share that with you. So here is my first point. As we reflect on Jesus' love commandment, we are compelled to think about Jesus' own life and context. Whereas today's context might overwhelm us, Jesus had his own reasons to be overwhelmed. The love commandment was given at the Last Supper. And by this time, besides his personal struggles, the religious and political establishment were already at odds with Jesus. He was being threatened, and his life was in danger. At the table of the Last Supper, sharing bread with him sat the one who would betray him. And at the same table sat with him, sharing the bread, the one who would deny him. The lives of his disciples and his entire ministry, Jesus' hard work that he put the entire 3 years, stood at the risk of being destroyed. Jesus gave the love commandment at the most vulnerable moment of his life, when he knew that everything was falling apart and that hate and violence and prejudice would take his life. In this most vulnerable moment, Jesus gives the love commandment. I think this is very important because Jesus placed before his disciples in that vulnerable moment the one thing that is most basic to Christianity: love. Jesus does not leave any room for ambiguity. He even says, as I have loved you, not just love one another, but as I have loved you, so should you love one another. In other words, the context and the reality of the world and our lives do not absolve us from the love commandment. Nothing absolves us from the love commandment. There simply are no exceptions. So the implication for us is simple. There is no time when it is inconsistent with our faith to set aside the love commandment. In fact, Jesus says, "This is how all will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So the point I'm trying to make is, Christianity without love is not Christianity. It is something else, but it's not Christianity. So in my second point, I want to draw some inspiration from this concept of a new heaven and a new earth. John has this vision, and in this vision he sees a new heaven and a new earth. And I want to cling to this idea of newness in this reading. Let me contrast this idea of a new heaven and a new earth with a very mundane saying in our daily lives. You've heard the saying, same old, same old. How many times have we used that, right? Same old, same old. And it is so easy to succumb to the same old, same old. See, Jesus' world was a difficult world, and our world is not any easier. But Jesus refused to succumb to the same old, same old. Instead, he introduced something totally new. So he says, I give you a new commandment. And right here, at that moment when Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, love one another, that is the beginning of a new heaven and a new earth. That is that precise point is where something new is beginning to take shape. And gets even more important. Jesus makes us integral to the realization of a new heaven and a new earth by giving us a new commandment. By this will all know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Folks, our world is not the easiest one to live in, and the gospel demand is not the easiest one to practice. And either we can give in to the same old, or join hands with Jesus in the realization of a new heaven and a new earth. This week, if you encounter hate, please don't give in to same old, same old. Rather, join Jesus in realizing a new earth. If you face opposition, negativity, divisiveness, betrayal, don't succumb to the same old, same old. Let's join hands with Jesus in making all things new. And finally, a very practical implication. Last Tuesday, I had tweeted a message in a very unrelated context. And the context really was how recent global events and how the pandemic and the war in Ukraine have made basic necessities of life unaffordable. You've been to the grocery store lately and you realize something that the entire grocery shopping that would cost us is costing us double now. And when I go shopping, I'm single. I know I have to shop only for myself, and sometimes I wonder how families make it happen, especially if they have to work one or two jobs or if they're single parents. How are people managing? So I put a little tweet out there saying that I know that I cannot make a big difference, but I'm committed to help the one or the few people that I can. So if somebody's struggling, I can't help the whole world, but I can help the people that I want, right? So in response to that tweet, one of the comments reminded me of a well-known parable. And this parable is the parable of the child who was walking along the seashore, and the seashore was just filled with starfish, all trying to somehow make it back into the ocean. This child was walking on the beach, taking one starfish at a time and flipping it into the water so that it may not die. An adult walks by, and the adult says to this child, "You're wasting your time. You are not making any difference." And the child picked up the next starfish, threw it into the ocean, and said, "It made a difference to that one." What a beautiful parable it is, isn't it? Folks, the demands of the world and the demands of the gospel may overwhelm us. But today, as we hear Jesus' command, we could be like that adult on the beach who feels that we can make no difference. Or we can be like that child who decided, instead of getting discouraged, to make a difference, no matter how little. So here is my practical implication for you today from this entire homily. Listen, instead of getting discouraged and overwhelmed, let's think about the difference that we can make. So don't try to change the world. Don't try to change the world. Don't try to make all the difference. This week, just love a little more than you would do and make a little difference. This week, forgive just a little more and make a little difference. This week, help someone else just a little bit more and make a little difference. This week, instead of joining a contentious conversation, inject a little peace there. This week, just make one difference. Now, if all of us did that, there would be a big difference. If all of us loved just a little bit more, that's a lot of love. And I think Jesus is saying to us, not individually, but really as a community. Just imagine if all the Christians and Catholics in the world simply said, "I am going to make one little difference and follow Jesus' new commandment of love." I believe there will be a new heaven and a new earth. But we've got to do that. So I want to end with Jesus' words once more. "I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you should also love one another. This is how all will know you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." People of God said,